The Irish Farmers Association is protesting at the Fianna Fáil Party Thinking in Tipperary over a reduction in nitrates limits and delayed farm payments. There was a tense exchange between the IFA President Tim Cullinan and the Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConnellogue outside the venue earlier. Minister McConnellogue came out to meet the protesters, but the IFA refused to engage with them and instead demanded a meeting with party leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin.
We've been talking for the last 2 years.
Wait, just people gather so you can hear
very, look, I'm very clear. If the Taoiseach is willing to sit down with yourself and Deputy Cahill here, we will have a delegation. We'll go in there. We'll do this in a professional manner. We're not going to do it out here. That's the view of the people here, and that's it, Minister. And there's no point in talking here. So you go back into your think tank, and that's where it's at.
I'll bring you back in with me, Tim. You're very welcome back in. I'll bring you straight back in now. As you know,
I'm can always we sit down with Taoiseach.
I'll bring you straight back in to meet Taoiseach. As you know, I engage with farmers all the time.
Well, now let's talk to Joe McGreely, our agriculture correspondent. Joe, did they got their meeting with Micheál Martin?
Yes, they did get their meeting in the end, Brian. Yeah, and the meeting lasted for around about an hour. It happened 10 or 15 minutes after those exchanges took place. And in fact, initially, Micheál Martin came out of the venue to meet outside, but at that stage it was raining, and Tim Cullinan said, we are preparing a delegation to go in and meet inside. So that's what they did. Now, obviously, the backdrop to all of this is this dissatisfaction among farmers about the nitrates limits and also about the late farm payments. And the temperature really had risen last Friday when the IFA boycotted a meeting in the Department of Agriculture and announced that they were going to be coming here to this think-in, the Fianna Fáil think-in, and going to the Fine Gael think-in later in the week. So the meeting then, as I said to you, did take place about 15 or 20 minutes later. It went on for 45 minutes, maybe an hour. And at the end of it, Tim Cullinan came back out here to the various protesters, and what he told them was that they got no commitments from the Taoiseach, that on the nitrates issue, the Taoiseach said that he would reflect on it. And the Tim Cullinan said their direct ask is that the government and the Minister for Agriculture goes back to Brussels and reopens this discussion with the commissioner over there and gets EU Commission officials to come to Ireland to see all the additional measures that farmers have been putting in place here. Now, whether that will happen or not, we do not know. Obviously, it was made very clear by Charlie McConnellogue over the last number of days that as far as the Commission were concerned and other member countries were concerned, that there was no flexibility here. This was not going to be reopened. But we await to see will there be any further developments. In the interim, the IFA top team are discussing what went on in the meeting, and they're going to take a decision then later on about what's happening with this protest. Certainly the initial plan was that the protesters, around about 150 of them, were going to continue here, and they were going to stay here and stay here tonight and tomorrow as well. But we await final word from the IFA management.
And just finally, Joe, a word about how this has been received by the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party there. Obviously the farmers want to take their case to the Parliamentary Party. Is there concern or disquiet on the backbenches over this?
Well, I think there is a degree of disquiet about it for sure, yes. And one of the things that Tim Cullinan actually said to earlier on when he was speaking to the crowd here, he said agriculture isn't even on the agenda of the thinking. So, I mean, clearly it's something that they've all been made well aware of now, because you can't come into this hotel without seeing 30 or 40 tractors, IFA posters festooned on them and on a stand here. So there's no doubt at all about it that the backbenchers, the parliamentary party members, MEPs, TDs, senators are all well aware of the dissatisfaction that farmers are feeling over these issues at the moment.
Very good. Joe McGreely in Tipperary, thank you for that.